From time to time, I end the program talking about something I have on my mind. It's my Can I Just Tell You commentary. But today, I'm going to turn the mic over to Asra Nomani. She's a friend and colleague, a distinguished investigative reporter, and a frequent contributor to our Mocha Moms Roundtable. And like me, she is also a former reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Today, she remembers another former colleague of ours.
So 6 years ago today, Pakistani police poured into my house on Zamzama Street in Karachi, Pakistan. My buddy from the Wall Street Journal, Danny Pearl, hadn't returned after leaving my house for an interview. All night, his wife Marianne and I kept vigil, hunting for clues on Danny's laptop. 5 weeks later, we learned the sad truth. Danny had been murdered. Danny's death marked a new reality for journalists in the 21st century. From Oakland, California to Baghdad, we've got bullseyes on our backs. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged mastermind behind 9/11, confessed to killing Danny, along with a laundry list of other nefarious deeds. But we haven't seen conclusive proof. 4 men were convicted in Danny's murder, but none of them held the bloody knife. From President Bush to President Musharraf, we were told justice would be served. Justice hasn't been served. But can I just tell you, the spirit of investigative reporting with which Danny lived and died is alive. Every Tuesday night since this past September, some 24 undergraduate and graduate students at Georgetown University School of Continuing Studies have convened as the Pearl Project, a class that I'm teaching with another professor, Barbara Fineman Todd. We're not waiting for Bob Woodward to tell us who really killed Danny and why they killed him. We've set out to do it ourselves. Rebecca's got the White House beat. Margot manages our Pearlpedia, a private Wikipedia for our project. Yesterday, on the anniversary of Danny's kidnapping, Doug booted up his Apple MacBook to inspect his spreadsheet of suspects. Kira tracked down an ex-CIA agent she's been trying to get for months. Katie figured out ways to get to the courier who dropped off the original video documenting Danny's murder. Some students have never done an interview before in their lives, but the fire in their eyes and the sincerity in their hearts gives me hope for the future of journalism, for the future of our world. In the face of fear and tragedy, it's sometimes easier for societies to demonize their enemy and weave elaborate conspiracy theories because ordinary truths often do not lend themselves to hatred. But can I just tell you, we can't wait for someone else to explain the world to us. We have to stand up for truth-telling, just as our band of students do every day without ego, fame, or status on the line. Some of our friends died trying, and we owe it to them to try as well.
Asra Nomani is a visiting professor at Georgetown University. She's the author of Standing Alone, An American Woman's Struggle for the Soul of Islam. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.